弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brother and sister.
祝大家这个中秋节节日快乐哈。
Happy Moon Festival.
昨天是中秋节，但是看不到月亮哈。
And so yesterday was a Moon Festival, but we could not see the moon.
但是我们还是很感恩，终于下雨了。
But we're very thankful.
我们确实是非要需要雨水哈。
We really need the rain.
这才知道说。我们的生命是多么需要主的恩典才可以维持下去。
So we can maintain our life through God's grace.
那在今天开始之前，我继续跟大家报告一下我们的退休会报名，今天是最后一天哈。
So today will be the last day for our church leadership retreat.
那么鼓励大家都是踊跃参加哈。
I really encourage you to attend.
也尽量拿出这个时间来哈。去跟神亲近都是蒙福的事情。
And really, put this time aside to really get close to God.
这一类的退休会呢，是以前我们不大碰到的。
And those kind of retreat that we usually, really have done it.
那么我自己参加过这样的 retreat 的几次，那我也带领人去做这样的 retreat， 每一次完了之后，每个人都非常的开心。
I've done that a few times. Then after I have let few people attend those kind of leadership retreat, everybody really enjoyed it.
所以我跟我的执事们说，你们要去，你们如果去了之后觉得要后悔的话，我把钱退给你们。
So I told the, our deacons that encouraged them to go. If you regret it, that I will refund the money.
然后这个有人说这个钱的问题，这个钱说$300一个人好像是蛮高的哈。
And people kind of say, oh, $300 is quite a bit.
大家要知道，这个钱呢是我们跟这个退休会中心去年议定的价格。
And you got to remember, this is the same amount that we have reserved last year.
它包括两天住在那里，还要吃六顿饭。
And so including two nights of stay and the six meals.
所以你现在去麦当劳买一个套餐是多少钱？$10都下不来的了。
And so if you go to McDonald's, that you probably spend at least $10.
所以说呢，这个钱实在是不多。
And so if you really calculate it, really is not that much.
何况我们花在这个属神的事情上都是福气啊。
And especially it's a blessing that we spend that time with God.
希望弟兄姐妹抓住这个机会，因为我们以前我们都很少有退休会嘛，教会比较小。
And our church that really have a retreat, so really grasp this opportunity.
那么今年有，也不一定明年我们还会有啊。
So even though we have it this year, we might not have it next year.
所以希望大家好好考虑。我们这个交钱，今天是报名的截止日期。如果你手头紧，你还可以等到月底再交钱也可以哈。
And so today is the last day of sign up. So if you are financially kind of tight, you can always pay later.
但我想钱应该不是问题。
I don't think the money is an issue.
好，那让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢主你的保守跟带领。
Dearly Heavenly God, we thank you for your protection.
主你是赐春雨秋雨的神。
And you have given the rain in the fall and the spring.
你赐甘露在地上，让世上万物生长。
So everything that can be nourished by the rain.
一切的生命靠你的气息。
And all the life that is from you.
我们谢谢主，你给我们丰富的恩典。
We want to thank you for wonderful blessings.
我们恭敬将今天我们的信息交托你的手中。
We put the message into your hands.
因为你的话语就像这甘露一样滋润我们的心。
And your words nourish our hearts.
让我们属灵的生命可以成长。
So our spiritual life can continue to grow.
我们就求主让今天所讲的跟所听的都同感一灵。
While we speak and while listen, that we have one spirit.
让我们在世上有一个敬虔的心。
And so on this earth, we have a reverent heart.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 那么大家都听过个童话故事哈，
and we,
叫做这个狐狸跟乌鸦的故事。
We also heard a fairy story that the fox and the crow.
说这个乌鸦呢，它好不容易找了一块非常甜肥美的食物哈。
And so the crow has found a very a good piece of meat.
于是他就把这个食物呢，他就找到一个树枝上，他要好好的去享用。
So the crow tried to put on the branches on the tree, and so the crow can enjoy it.
这正好呢，有一个狐狸从那边经过。
And but there's a fox passing by.
哎呀，闻到这个食物的香味哈。
And smell the food.
于是他就想吃。
And so the fox want to get that food.
但是抢不到啊。
But cannot get it.
于是这狐狸就他很有聪明哈。
And the fox pretty smart.
所以他就在那里开始跟这个乌鸦对话。
And so she started a conversation with the crow.
他说乌鸦你好啊。
He said, how are you doing?
这乌鸦也这个食物在嘴里叼着他也没有办法回答他。
But the crow has a food in his mouth and he cannot answer.
他说乌鸦呀你真是长得很漂亮。
And so the fox said to the crow, said, you look beautiful.
他说你不但长得漂亮你的声音是最好的。
And besides, you look beautiful and your voice is beautiful.
啊你每一次唱歌的时候哎呀我的心呢都要快跳出来了。
Every time when you sing, my heart is jump out.
说你要不要唱一个歌给我听啊
And why do you sing a song for me?
这个乌鸦在那里边叼着也没有办法唱嘛哈。
And, but the crow has the food in its mouth but cannot sing.
不过他经不住狐狸这样三言两语的去这个这个挑动他。
And, but he could not resist that fox stirring up.
当他最后要张嘴唱歌的时候他嘴里可是就掉下去了。
When the crow ready to open the mouth to sing and the food dropped.
所以这个食物就归了狐狸所有。
So the food went to the fox.
所以弟兄姐妹这个故事就告诉你其实我们每个人都喜欢听赞美的话对不对
And so the story tells us that everybody likes to hear praises.
这个其实尤其姐妹如此哦。
And sometimes, especially sisters.
我一个姐妹告诉我说，她说听了好听的话，我说这个话如果不是真实，你喜欢听吗？她说即使是假的也喜欢听。
And when sisters say to me that we sister love to hear praises, even though we know it's not real, we still want to hear.
其实啊，当我们有这个虚荣心在作祟的时候、啊、
And when the vanity kind of stirred up.
人就不免有一个要炫耀自己哈
，and people like to show up。
所以这样的话，就像这个乌鸦这样，不但呢，我们不能够得到更多的荣耀哈
，and just like a crow that cannot get any glory。
那么可能我们把已经有的东西还给丢掉了。
We might even lose what we already have。
所以今天呢，我们继续来看但以理书的第五章。
Today we're going to study the Daniel chapter 5.
所以这个故事呢，就讲到巴比伦王伯萨萨他摆下了千人宴。
And talk about Belshazzar, king of the Babylon, gave the banquet of 1,000 people.
借着这个宴席，他来夸耀自己。
And used this banquet to show off his empire.
然后呢，他来亵渎了以色列的神。
And blasphemed the God of Israel.
那他的结局是怎么样的
？And what his consequence?
当然是不好了哈。
And it was bad.
其实这个故事对我们今天也是很有价值。
And this story continued to apply for us.
因为现今时代人们对这个神的亵渎啊，可以说是有过之而无不及。
So in this nowadays, people blaspheme God even more than before.
那么我们作为基督徒我们应该怎么样保持对神的一个敬畏之心呢
And how to work as a Christian, how we maintain the fear of the Lord.
所以我们应当夸口那个值得夸口的。
And we should boast what is worth to be boast.
我们应当炫耀那个配得炫耀。
And only show off what is worth to be showed off.
好如果你有圣经请你打开圣经但以理书第五章。
And if you have a Bible, please turn book of Daniel, chapter 5.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read in Chinese, I will read English.
但以理书的第五章，伯萨萨王为他的一千大臣设摆盛宴，与这一千人对面饮酒。
And King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them.
伯萨萨欢饮之间，吩咐人将他父尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷殿中所掠的金银器皿拿来，王与大臣、皇后、妃嫔好用这器皿饮酒。
While Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave order to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so the king and his noble, his wife and his concubines might drink from them.
于是他们把耶路撒冷神殿库房中所掠的金器皿拿来，王和大臣、皇后、妃嫔就用这器皿饮酒。
So they brought in the gold goblets that had been taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, his wife and his concubines drank from them.
他们饮酒，赞美金银铜铁木石所造的神。
As they drank the wine, they praised the God of gold and silver and bronze, iron, wood and stone.
当时忽有人的指头显出，在王宫与灯台相对的粉墙上写字。王看见写字的指头。
Suddenly, the finger of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the gem stand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote.
就变了脸色，心意惊慌，腰骨好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰。
His face turned pale. He was so frightened that his knee knocked together and his leg gave way.
大声吩咐将用法术的和加勒底人并关照的领进来，对巴比伦的哲士说，谁能解读这文字，把讲解告诉我，他必穿紫袍，项带金链，在我国中位列第三。
The king called for the enchanters, astrologers, and the diviners to be brought and said to these wise men of Babylon, whatever read this writing and tells me what it means will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around his neck, and he will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
于是王的一切哲士都进来，却不能读那文字，也不能把讲解告诉王。
So all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or tell the king what it meant.
伯萨萨王就甚惊慌，脸色改变，他的大臣也都惊奇。
So King Belshazzar became even more terrified. His face grew more pale, and his noble were baffled.
太后因王和他的大臣所说的话，就进入宴宫说，愿王万岁，你心意不要惊慌，脸面不要变色。
The queen heard the voice of the king and his nobles came into the banquet hall. O king, live forever, she said. Don't be alarmed. Don't look so pale.
在你国中有一人，他里头有圣神的灵。你父在世的日子，这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。你父尼布甲尼撒王，就是王的父，立他为术士，用法术的。和加勒底人并关照的领袖。
There's a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the Holy God in him. In the time of your father, he was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom like that of a god of the gods. King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, I said, appoint him chief of the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners.
在他里头有美好的灵性，又有知识聪明，能圆梦，是谜语，解疑惑。这人名叫但以理，尼布甲尼撒王又称他为伯提沙撒，现在可以召他来，他必解明这意思。
And so this man Daniel, who the king called Belshazzar, was found to have a new mind and knowledge and understanding, also ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel and he will tell you what the writing means.
但以理就被领到王前，王问但以理说，你是被裸之犹大人中的但以理吗？就是我父王从犹大裸来的吗？
So Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him, Are you Daniel, one of the exiles my father the king brought from Judah?
我听说你里头有神的灵，心中光明，又有聪明和美好的智慧。
I've heard that spirit of the gods is in you, that you have insight, intelligence, and outstanding wisdom.
现在哲士和用法术的都领到我面前，为叫他们读这文字，把讲解告诉我。无奈他们都不能把讲解说出来。
The wise men and enchanter were brought before me to read the writing and tell me what it means, but they could not explain it.
我听说你善于讲解，能解疑惑。现在你若能读这文字，把讲解告诉我，就必身穿紫袍，项带金链，在我国中。
Now I've heard that you are able to give interpretation and to solve difficult problems. If you can read this writing and tell me what it means, you will be clothed in purple, have a gold chain placed around your neck, and you will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
所以这一段经文可以分成四个部分。
And so this passage can divide it to four parts.
那从第一节到第四节是伯萨萨在王宫设摆这个宴席。
And verse 1 to 4 and talk about the king was set a banquet.
那么第五节到第九节讲到有一个奇妙的这个神秘的文字在墙上出现。
And verse 5 to 9 talk about mysterious writing on the wall.
那么10到12节是这个太后推荐但以理。
And so the 10 to 12, the queen mother recommend Daniel.
那么十三到十六节是但以理来到了王的面前。
And so the 13 to 16, Daniel was summoned by the king to the palace.
所以这个故事记载了但以理晚年的一个奇妙的经历。
So this story records Daniel's experience in his later years.
那么这一段第五章的故事其实跟第四章有很多相似的地方。
And there's a lot of similarity between chapter 4 and chapter 5.
那么上一个是解梦，这个是来解释这个字谜。
The last one is interpret the dreams, but today is the interpret the writing.
但是这两个都有一个共同点，那就是上帝借着这些是给这个巴比伦王一个警告。
And so their similarity is a warning to the king of Babylon.
所以这个故事啊，发生在主前539年。
It took place in 539 BC.
这个距离第四章的时候已经过去差不多三十年的时间。
And there's a 30 years gap between chapter 4 and chapter 5.
尼布甲尼撒王已经去世了。
And Nebuchadnezzar already passed away.
那么他去世之后，这个王朝的这个更迭呀，非常的频繁啊。
And so the foundation become a little shaking.
暗杀政变啊，不断的发生。
And there's a coup and the turnover the government and keep coming, keep going.
巴比伦呢就大伤元气啊。
And so the Babylon strength was weakened.
所以在一次发动了政变之后呢，于是这个政变的人就推举了其中的一个啊将领叫拿波尼德的。
And so one of the group that Nabonidus was became a king.
那么他做了国王之后呢，但是他跟尼布甲尼撒是没有亲缘关系的。
But he was not related to Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这样的好像这个不够正统嘛。
So that was really an official.
所以他就怎么办呢，他就娶了尼布甲尼撒的女儿。
So he married daughter of Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这个伯萨萨这个王呢，实际上就是这个纳伯尼德的儿子。
And so this, Belshazzar is the son of Nabonidus.
这就是为什么他给奖赏的时候，他不是说你在国中位列第二，一定说你在国中位列第三哈。
And so that's why the reason he told Daniel you're number two, instead you're number three.
因为他自己是第二，因为他爸爸还在哈。
And because he was the second, his dad was still there.
因为他爸爸呢去拜那个月神哈。
And so his dad was being worshipped the moon god.
那么跟这个巴比伦的祭司啊就发生了冲突。
And had a conflict with the Babylon priests.
所以一气之下他就跑到阿拉伯去了。
So he was so angry, then he left, went to Arabia.
所以把这个巴比伦的这个王国呢就交给他儿子来管理。
So he gave the kingdom to his son.
所以这样看来呢，这个伯萨萨应该是尼布甲尼撒的孙子。
And so the Belshazzar probably is the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar.
虽然这经文里说他是父，那是指他祖的意思。
And so even though it says a father, but actually is a grandfather.
那么历史记载啊，所知道的对伯萨萨王知道的不是很多哈。
And so even the record is describing very limited.
但这个人呢，非常的荒诞无忌。
He's kind of absurd.
那口碑极差的一个。
Have very bad reputation.
这个时候呢，波斯大军呢已经是兵临城下了。
And so the Persian army already invaded the city.
巴比伦呢几乎全省的都被人家占了，只剩下孤零零的一个城了。
And so they have occupied majority of the cities except one.
但是呢，这个伯萨萨王他好像并不担心这个。
But the king Belshazzar was not worried.
因为巴比伦他最引为骄傲的什么，就是他的城臣嘛，
and so、
城池哈。
And so they were really proud of their city.
上次我讲过，他的城池非常的坚固，对不对
？And their city was very strong.
而且呢，他城里不因为幼发拉底河从那城里而过吗
？And so the Euphrates River runs through the city.
所以他不缺淡水啊。
And so they have plenty of water.
而且据说呢，他这个城里面这个粮食储存非常多。
So the storage of food has a plenty.
说估计说二十年没有问题。
And they can use it for up to 20 years.
所以呢，他不但不害怕，他还是这个依仗这个还在那里摆下一个千人的宴席。
So the king was not afraid that actually set up a banquet for 1,000 people.
但是不论怎么样，其实这巴比伦王朝已经是危在旦夕。
But no matter what, the kingdom was very shaky.
所以这个巴比伦王呢还在梦中取乐、
And、he was still having fun in his dreams.
他在狂欢之余呢就把他尼布甲尼撒王当初从耶路撒冷圣殿抢来的那些器皿都拿出来了。
And so during the party, he started using the silverware, and when they occupy Judah, and start using them.
他用这些东西，他们饮酒作乐。
And use it for to drinking wine.
所以这个就是他亵渎了神。
And this is a blasphemy of God of Israel.
所以大家就想，为什么伯萨撒王在这个时候去举办宴席呢
？Why did he want to have a banquet at that time？
很可能呢，这个是当时他的一个节日。
Maybe that's a special festival.
那么也不排除他有借着这个机会啊，他要宣扬自己凝聚他这个向心力的这个企图。
Maybe he wanted the control and of the solidify the his kingdom.
那么其实我们在面对神的时候，人都应该有一个敬畏的心哈。
And so when we facing God, we should have a reverence to the Lord.
所以我们不能随便在神的面前夸口。
And we should not boast before the Lord.
你像加拉太书六章七节就这样讲，人呢就不要自欺，因为神是轻慢不得的。
And in the Galatians talk about do not be deceived because God cannot be mocked.
但是这个时代的人呢，我们对不敬虔的事情啊。已经习以为常了。
And for those things in this generation, blasphemy has become very common.
所谓见怪不怪哈。
And nobody thinks it's strange anymore.
所以很多的事情都没有那个敬畏神的心。
And most of the time, people do not give the reverence to God.
人们对这种宗教的信仰呢，不是漠不关心，就是有一定程度的反感。
And people are indifferent to religious belief, or even quite disgusted.
所以这个年轻的一代也是比较轻看这个属神的事情。
And so the younger generation despise the things of God.
导致人们的生活就更加的放荡不羁。
And so their life will become more unruly.
这已经成为我们社会的一个痼疾。
This has become a chronic disease in the society.
在我们美国社会也是一样。
And in this society as well.
你知道人们用这个神的名字啊，是毫无忌惮的。
And people are using God's name very commonly.
你知道在美国习惯，他如果是不论是生气了，气急败坏也好，还是急了，他就喊什么 Jesus Christ， 对不对
？And you see people get angry or doing a very fighting, and they will use the name Jesus Christ.
他知道那个名字的意思是什么吗
？But do they really understand the meaning of it？
他真的相信耶稣基督是谁吗
？Do they really believe Jesus Christ？
但是就把这个当成了口头语、啊。
But that became something that they say all the time.
有一次，一批年轻人在那里打篮球哈。
And so there's a group of young people who are playing basketball.
投篮投不进去，他也喊一句哈。
And so they cannot shoot the basket, then he also say Jesus Christ.
这个事情他也喊一句，那是啊、哦，那里面有一个基督徒啊。
And there was one Christian in there. I heard they use Jesus Christ all the time.
实在听不下去了。
And could not stand anymore.
就跟他说，请你不要随便。在叫我的主我的神的名字。
And please do not misuse my Lord's name, Jesus Christ.
其实这是很清楚的，十诫中第三诫怎么讲？不可以妄称耶和华的名字。
And so Ten Commandments very clearly do not say the Lord's name.
所以这个已经成为习惯了。
And this become a habit of a lot of people.
后来有人就不随便叫耶稣的名字，但知道你知道他急的时候，气急败坏的时候，他说什么？他叫 G， 是不是
？And a lot of time you people beside the Jesus Christ, and then you say G.
这是已经成为这个文化当中的一部分。
This is part of a culture already.
更有甚者啊，现在有些人呢，就鼓吹那种无神论的东西啊，居然去做广告在电视里面。
And so more to it, and then people promote atheism.
那么。我们知道以前的总统里根呢、啊、
And so we know the former president, President Reagan.
那么他是一个非常保守的。
He's very conservative.
那么他们也是他夫妻两个也都是基督徒。
And he and his wife were Christians.
但是他的孩子都不太好。
But his children were not Christians.
他其中的一个儿子也叫 Ron Reagan Jr.、啊、
And one of his sons was Ron Reagan Jr.
他是个无神论者。
But he was atheist.
无神论也罢了，他居然在电视上跟那些人他去做广告、啊、
And so he actually, beside he's an atheist, that he also promote things that in his commercial.
那么在一个广告的最后，他就说：“ 我的名字就是罗纳德·里根，小里根。
So my name is a little junior, Ronald Reagan Jr.
那我不怕将来在地狱里被火焚烧的。
I'm not afraid that I go to the hill being burned.
公开的在电视上说。
Publicly proclaim it.
其实他就盗用他爸爸的名字嘛，对不对
？But he was using his dad's name.
但是他父亲一直是这个支持这个基督教这些道德观最坚强的一个捍卫者。
And the former president actually was always safeguard the Christianity.
但他做这样的事，结果是什么？很多的人就加入他那个组织哈，都是无神论者的人。
The Ronald Reagan Jr. after he's done that, a lot of people join his group.
他们实在不知道这样亵渎神的话，他将来这些人的下场是怎样。
They don't know what's going to happen to them when they blaspheme God.
那么，上帝对伯萨萨这样亵渎神的行为怎么样？他的反应是非常迅速而且有力的。
And God's response to Belshazzar was remarkably swift.
那么当下就有指头将字写在了墙上。
At that moment, there's a handwriting on the wall.
你可以想象这个大厅里这么多人在一起又吃又喝的哈。
And in that big the palace, there's so many people are eating and drinking.
突然有一只手出来，这个不是人的手，不知错呢，肯定是神的手吧，对不对
？And all of a sudden, there's a fingers that is not coming from man, it's coming from God.
把那字写到墙上。
And the writing on the wall.
非常醒目。
And it's very obvious.
伯萨萨可以说是乐极生悲哈。
And he was really in a very extreme painful situation.
他惊慌失措。
He was terrified.
我们看第六节，他就讲到说他脸变颜色，心里惊慌哈。
And talk about he became pale and he was terrified.
第九节又说他惊慌，改变颜色，惊奇。
And he was amazed and terrified and he was pale.
第十节也是出自太后的之口，也讲到他的情况。
And so from the queen mother also stated this his situation as well.
不但如此，我们看到第六节讲到说他腰骨好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰，所以他惊慌不是一般的惊慌。
He's not just a common being terrified. He was extreme terrified because his knee was knocking at each other.
他完全不知道该怎么样对付。
He did not know how to handle the situation.
于是赶快把巴比伦的术士都找来说，你来解读这个文字。
He summoned all the wise men and tried to ask them to interpret the words.
其实和前几次一样，这些人都解释不出来的。
And just like before, those wise men cannot interpret the writing.
因为这个信息是从神而来的嘛。
Because this is the message coming from the Lord.
你不认识神的话，你没有神的灵给你，你怎么会读得懂这个意思
？Without Spirit of God, how can you understand the meaning?
关键时刻还是这个太后出来解围、啊。
At this critical moment, the Queen Mother came out to help.
这个太后呢，可能就是尼布甲尼撒王的嫔妃。
And so the Queen Mother probably was Nebuchadnezzar's concubine.
所以大概是他的祖母级的人物、啊。
So it's almost like a grandmother to the king.
所以他知道当初尼布甲尼撒王所发生的一切事情。
So she remembered and recalled what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以他推荐但以理出来、啊。
So she recommended Daniel to help the king.
那么这时候又轮到但以理出场了。
And so at the time, Daniel appeared on the stage again.
这时但以理啊已经差不多八十多岁了。
And at that time, Daniel was almost 80 years old.
估计这个时候呢，他已经远离这个王宫的事务已经很久了。
So he probably left the royal affair for a long period of time.
甚至伯萨萨都不知道他是何许人也。
Belshazzar didn't know who he was.
不过但以理他的信心依然是满满的。
But Daniel's face was still very, very full.
对，两个人见面，一个老，一个少，哈。
And those two people met, one old and one young.
一个是敬畏神的先知，另外一个是什么？是亵渎神的一个君王。
And one is the prophet who fears the Lord, and the other was the blasphemy, who's a king, blaspheming the God.
所以两个人形成了鲜明的对照。
And form a very stark contrast.
其实我们对比一下这个太后的推荐，还有这个王的跟但以理的这个对话，我们就可以发现一些事情。
And compare the queen mother's recommendation and Belshazzar's inquiry, we can find something.
那太后是怎么样竭力推荐但以理，给但以理非常高的评价。
And queen mother highly recommended Daniel and give a high regard to Daniel.
会 跟以前这个尼布甲尼撒王所用的词汇既然是非常相近的。
And it's very similar to what Nebuchadnezzar used to describe Daniel.
但是这伯萨撒王怎么讲呢？
And how the king of Belshazzar said.
所以当但以理来到他面前的时候，他首先问的是，你是被掳的吗？
And so first one that he said to Daniel is, were you one of the exile?
不但说了一次，这一句话问了几次？两次。你是不是被掳的？
He said it twice, were you the one of the exile?
他的这个骄傲之心呢，可以看出来一点哈。
It's very obvious how prideful he was.
而且我们对比一下他后面说的话，你就会发现哈，他说，我听说你里头有神的灵。
And then later he said, I heard that you have spirit of God.
他少了一个字。
And he missed one word.
关键的字他都丢掉了。
He missed the critical word.
圣神的灵。
The Holy Spirit.
然后后面他又讲到说，你又有聪明美好的智慧。
I know you have a wonderful wisdom.
这是在第十四节哈。
As in verse 14.
智慧之前有一个很重要的词他也省略掉了。
And before the wisdom, he also omitted.
神的智慧
and God's wisdom
都是关键词啊
and those are the critical word
所以我们就看出这个王是一个什么样的人啊
we can tell what kind of king this person is
那么他不但不尊重先知啊
and besides he disrespect prophets
他也不敬畏神
he was not afraid of Lord
可以说他对以色列的神的认知啊是非常肤浅
and his understanding of the Israel God is very very limited
所以人的价值和尊贵是来自于上帝。
And our value is coming from the Lord.
只有敬畏神我们才能够得到神的尊重也才能得到人的尊严。
And only by fearing the Lord we can receive the God's respect.
所以人从神那里得到的尊荣才是真正的尊荣。
Only the honor from the Lord is a real honor.
但是我们看到这个伯萨撒王所做的一切不但对自己没有好处，反而给自己带来了亏损。
And so the King Belshazzar, whatever he was doing, that did not bring any benefit to him, except that bring harm.
这也提醒我们自己哈。
And that really remind us.
那么有关乎神和神的一切的事情，都是神圣的。
And everything that have related to God are sacred.
所以呢，我们要捍卫这些神圣的一切。
And it's worth for us to safeguard those.
比如说大家我们知道婚姻是神圣的。
And marriage is sacred.
是神所设立的。
And it's the God has set.
那么现在在整个世界所兴起这种自由化的潮流就是把婚姻就是玷污了变成了同性的婚姻也进来。
And so nowadays, the free marriage, then everything, including the homosexual, that has really looked down the marriage.
我们基督徒为什么不能够认同这些
？Why we cannot identify those things？
因为这些是神圣的
，because those are sacred，
是神所设立的
，and God has set it up。
我们不可以在这个上妥协
，and we cannot compromise in that。
那么大家知道，美国有一个很大的这个快餐店的啊，叫这个 Chick-fil-A 啊。
And so there's a fast food it's called Chick-fil-A。
那它的这个经营的这个。啊，这个家族开始，他们是基督徒。
And so the family started Chick-fil-A. They are a Christian family.
所以他们就非常明确的说反对这个同性的婚姻。
They're against homosexual marriage.
那在前几年的时候，他这个消息一出来，哇，就不得了，因为这个同性婚姻的这个已经成了一个趋势了。
And so it became a trend of homosexuality. So when the news came out,
所以很多人就说我们要想办法来抵制啊这个快餐店。
So they want to really oppose the Chick-fil-A restaurant.
所以呢，他们就专门组织了一些同性恋人，就是到各个地方不同的同性恋店，这个不同的这个他这个快餐店里面去，到那店里面他们是同性的，还又接吻呐，又拥抱啊什么，专门去挑战他们。
And so a lot of homosexual, they encourage homosexual peoples go to the restaurant and try to kiss each other and try to embrace each other.
而且说我们抵制他的生意啊
，and we do not want their business。
但是这个快餐店一直是坚持他们的原则。
But this restaurant has a stand their principle pretty firm.
所以那些人到他店里去抗议，他也照样做生意的。
And then even they continue to protest, but they still do their business.
所以他不会因为这些种改变他的立场。
He never changed their principles.
所以过去好几年了，我看他生意还挺好的。
And actually, their business is extremely good.
所以说。有的时候不需要越害怕我的生意，我就不要这样做了。
And so very often we're afraid that of something, then we don't want to do business certain ways.
每年还是赚很多钱。
But they still make a lot of money.
所以，捍卫神圣是我们现今基督徒在这个世界上要必须履行的一个责任。
And safeguard the holy is something that Christians need to do.
那可能有人会问，我们今天怎么样来珍惜神的？这个些神圣的事情。
And so, how do we Christians cherish the things of God today?
所以我们要知道哪些东西是神圣的。
And so, first, we have to know what is a secret.
说一个与神亲近的人呢，我们自然就会爱慕一切属神的事情。
And for those who are very close to God, we naturally love all things related to God.
所谓爱屋及乌就是这样的道理。
And so, it's like a love me, love my dog.
我们知道神是神圣的，对不对
？And God is holy.
那么除了神之外还有什么东西是神圣的
And what else is holy?
我们知道神的话语是不是神圣的
his words are holy.
所以我们这个叫什么叫圣经
So we call the Holy Bible.
对不对、哎、那么除了圣经之外我们还要知道教会是神圣的
Besides the Bible, and we know the church is holy.
所以我们也叫教会叫圣教会
And so sometimes we call Holy Church.
那么基督徒我们就为什么我们要爱慕神的话语我们要服侍神的教会。
Therefore, Christians should love the word of God and respect the church of God.
因为是神已经把它分别为圣。
Because God has said it's holy.
此外，我们也知道圣灵是住在我们基督徒的心里面，对不对
？We also know Holy Spirit indwells Christians' hearts.
所以基督徒也叫什么？叫圣徒。
And so we are called saints.
所以众圣徒之间要什么呀？要彼此相爱。
And so the saints should love each other.
另外，教会还设立有什么？设立有圣职。
And so, the, in addition, the church also have some kind of priest, positions.
Holy positions.
Oh, holy positions.
所以呢，这个圣职呢，就包括有牧师啊，有长老啊，有执事啊等等。
Like a pastor, deacons, and the elders.
所以这都是荣耀的职分。
And those are very honorable offices.
所以我们都要羡慕这样的职分。
And we need to really envy those positions.
Admire
those positions.
那么我想这个都有神的祝福是蕴藏在里面。
And God's blessings in it.
因此我们不可以轻看这些个。
We should not despise those things.
包括我们今年我们要每年都要选新的执事嘛。
Including that every year we need to elect deacons.
我特别感谢神我们教会的执事都非常的忠心职守。
I really thank the Lord that our deacons are very, very faithful.
那么有些执事他做执事的时候他们都在认认真真的服侍。
And they're very surely serving the Lord.
然后他们不做执事退下来的时候他们还是认认真真的在服侍。
After they not a deacon anymore, they continue to serve faithfully.
为什么这样做？因为这个职位是什么？是圣神圣的。
Why do they do that? Because this office is extremely holy.
那么最后我要跟大家讲两个特别重要的神圣的东西。
And the two other things are holy.
在教会里还有圣仪。
And there's a sacrament.
那么我们现在比较常见的两个圣仪，一个是浸礼，一个是圣餐。
One's a baptism, the other one is the communion.
那么现代人好像对圣仪呢有点不以为然哈。
And a lot of people don't take the sacrament very seriously.
那么对这些浸礼不大在乎的人呢也是大有人在。
And there's a lot of people really not kind of despise the baptism.
Not despise.
Or just not taking seriously.
Yeah, not taking seriously, right. 我想这浸礼呢，就代表我们是归入耶稣基督的门下。
Baptism means that we have brought us into the Lord.
我们成为圣洁。
And we become holy.
所以这是人生一个非常重要的里程碑。
This is an extremely important milestone.
那很多人忽视这一点，以为这个浸礼就是个仪式。
And a lot of people ignore this point, thinking this is a part of just the ritual.
所以说可有可无。
And you can have it or not.
所以就不是。 很认真看待这个。
A lot of people are not taking baptism very seriously.
实际上，这个浸礼，你看我们今年四月份的浸礼，我们非常重视的。
And you can see in April when we have baptism, we really value it.
我希望我们教会就是我们非常重视浸礼的。
And so really value, treasure our baptism.
因为这是神圣的一个东西。
Because this is something is holy.
而且是一个非常神的，一个很大的祝福蕴藏在里面。
There's a huge blessing in there.
这就是为什么耶稣基督都去受浸礼嘛。
And why the Jesus was baptized as well.
所以你说你是基督徒，你不效法耶稣的样式，你讲什么？其他都是白讲了。
And so if you're Christian, you don't follow Jesus, then you cannot say anything else.
那么除了浸礼之外，圣餐也很重要。
And also the communion is extremely important.
圣餐代表耶稣基督的受死与复活。
And the commemorates the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
同样不可以等闲视之的。
And then we should not take it lightly.
那么我们大家在一起，我们有一个饼拨开哈。
And we wear bread and cup together.
象征着我们在耶稣基督里是合而为一的。
So oneness in Christ.
你知道初期教会啊，那些信徒是怎么样每天拨饼的，对不对
？So in the early church, communion was given every single day.
那么我们现在呢，已经变成每个月一次了。
And now we only do once a month.
但是我们怎么样，就要特别注意哈，这个每个月一次的这个圣餐也是非常重要的，不要轻易的忽视。
So we should continue to cherish that once a month communion.
所以有人以为说，哎呀，你这个圣餐呢，就是认罪啊，你到这一认罪了，悔改就完了，就没事了。
And so a lot of people treated us the communion just to come here to confess.
这不是圣餐的全部的意思。
This is not the entire meaning of a communion.
圣餐是代表我们再一次跟神的联合。
And it's a continued talk about united with the Lord.
所以每一次我们来到神的面前领用圣餐，那都是神给我们赐福的一个好机会。
Every time we come before the Lord to receive a communion is the time to receive God's blessing.
也再一次提醒我们。
And continue to remind us.
我们的盼望在哪里。
And where's our hope?
所以呢，我们要认真对待我们的圣餐哈。
And we need to continue to cherish our communion.
那么我们这次退休会啊，我们在那里住两夜，每天晚上都领圣餐。
And so when we go to the church leadership retreat, that we're going to receive a communion every night.
那么以前呢，你知道这个耶稣会的创始人呢，他叫罗耀拉哈。
And there was one 耶稣会是
Jesuit。
Okay, that the founder is a Loyola.
那么罗耀拉的话呢，他在他属灵生命最突破的一点的一个地方啊，他就是那个时候他是每天晚上去领圣餐。
And so there's a breakthrough of her spiritual life that has to do with receiving communion every night.
因为圣餐是耶稣基督所为我们设立的。
And because communion was set by Jesus.
是没有一种更好的方法比这个我们跟神去跟他去连接是更好的。
There's no other ways even better than the communion.
所以但以理书呢其实是反复的强调了上帝的主权哈。
And the book of Daniel repeatedly presents God's sovereignty.
这个主题呢在本章就体现到上帝对伯萨萨王的审判。
And so this embodied in this chapter the judgment of Belshazzar.
伯萨萨藐视以色列的神。
He despised the God of Israel.
上帝的审判可谓是迅雷不及掩耳。
And the God's judgment was swift.
这也为我们敲响了警钟。
It also sounded alarm for us.
上帝是神圣而不可侵犯。
God is holy and inviolable.
尽管我们不情愿，但是我们生活在这个世界，很多的时候我们会受他们的影响。
And even despite our reluctance, the world is forcing us to compromise on our faith.
他们让我们妥协，让我们与他们同流合污。
And they want us to be just compromise and complicit in it.
但是基督徒必须要牢记，我们要与世界要分别为圣。
We gotta remember we have to be separate from the world.
我们要捍卫神圣。
We have to safeguard the holiness.
凡是属神的一切的事物，我们都怎么样都要格外的珍惜。
Everything belongs to God is sacred.
因为神圣经里面讲得很清楚了，神是怎么样轻慢不得。
And so we should not deceive him and because do not mock him.
那么我不知道大家有没有看过一部电影叫 Indiana Jones、啊、
And so you, have you watched the part,、one of the Indiana Jones?
那个是 Harrison Ford 主演的、
Harrison Ford was a movie star.
他拍了好几部对不对
He did quite a few of them.
其中一部有没有人看过大家瞪着我没有人看过哎太遗憾这个很老的电影了
It's an old movie, but
不需要花钱都可以看的现在
Now you probably don't need to spend any money, you can just watch it on TV.
Indiana Jones, 他有一部呢是讲到他那个圣餐杯啊。
And one of the Indiana Jones talk about the Holy Grail.
这个圣餐杯呢据说据流这个传言说是耶稣当年在最后的晚餐用的那个喝那个葡萄酒用的那个杯子。
And it was described that probably was used by the Last Supper by Jesus.
后来就不知道流传到哪里去了。
And they have no idea what happened to it.
于是呢，就有好多人去寻宝。
And a lot of people were looking for the treasure.
就跑到了那个中东地区，想把这个杯子拿回来。
And they went to the Middle East, want to get that Holy Grail back.
据说这个杯子有神奇的功效。
And so the Holy Grail has a miraculous power.
那可以有医治的。这个能力、啊、
and can heal people.
于是呢，有几批人都去争夺这个圣餐杯哈。
And several groups of people try to look for the Holy Grail.
所以到最后，他们终于到了那个山洞哈、啊，
and、
那个藏着圣餐杯的那个地方、啊。
So they finally went to the mountain. They reached the where the Holy Grail was.
几批人一起冲到了那个地方哈、
啊。And a lot of people, so many groups went over there.
有些人是有敬畏神的心的、啊、
And some of them really fear of the Lord.
那么有些人是贪心的他想是从这中中、啊、取得利益的、啊、
And there were people that were just greedy they want to be benefit from the Holy Grail.
到那一看傻眼了
And they were really surprised.
在那个桌子上摆了一大堆的杯子
And on the table there were so many cups.
据说当时有一个老的这个骑士在那里说哦我已经守着这个圣餐杯守了700年。
And someone said it was a safeguard for the Holy Grail for 700 years.
好了，终于你们来了。
Finally, you guys came.
我任务就完成了。
My mission was complete.
然后他们就问他，这哪个杯子是啊
？But which one is it?
他说你自己选啊。
And then the person said you pick.
你可以选任何一个，你要选对了的话呢，你喝下去，用这个杯子喝下去水。你就是延年益寿，然后医治百病。
And so, if you got the right cup, then your life will be lengthened, and then your disease will be healed.
如果你喝下去之后呢，你拿错了这个杯子，不是那个圣餐杯的话
，But you pick up the wrong cup.
你立刻怎么样，灰飞烟灭
？And you will immediately disappear into dust.
于是那个坏人的那一批就有一个人去呀，他就想。哦，我挑这个圣餐杯，就挑那个什么呢？那个金银珠宝，那个最豪华的那个，
And、
那个肯定是。
So、there's one bad guy in the group that he want to pick the one as a see has a lot of jewels on it. Think that one must be the best.
他用那个杯子拿了水之后喝下去，一下子怎么样？整个人全部都灰飞烟灭了。
And、so he pick up the cup and get the liquids.The water, and immediately he was dispersed.
那么这个电影的主角的话呢，他也被迫，因为怎么被迫呢？因为这坏人呢，把他爸爸给打了一枪，说你爸爸，你要这要是不是他，你不拿的话，他就会死掉哈。
And so they kidnapped the main actor, the Harrison father, Indiana Jones's father, and had shot him. If his father doesn't drink, then his father was going to die.
所以这个主角他就想我怎么去拿这个圣餐杯他想耶稣当时是会用那个金银宝器珠石不会嘛肯定是一个非常普通的一个杯子对不对
So Indiana Jones start thinking which cup that Jesus have used probably not with a lot of jewels and gold
所以他在所有杯子里找了一个最平常最普通的杯子他说这个肯定是耶稣用的杯子
So he found the most plain cup among all of them
结果这个就是真正的杯子了哈。
And that one was a holy grail.
不但他喝下去没有事，还可以医治他爸爸。
And besides, after he drank, he was fine. He also heals his dad.
啊，这个故事其实就告诉我们这个同样的一个道理。
And the story tells us same thing.
关于神圣的事情，我们一个存着一个敬畏的神、敬畏的心去看待、去对待的。
And we have to treat anything holy with a with a reverent heart.
那就对我们是有益处的。
And it will benefit us.
如果对神圣的东西我们是轻忽的，是有一种啊贪心的这种的东西哈。
If we are greedy or despise the holy, then
那个其实不会给我们带来任何的好处。
It will not bring any benefit to us.
所以愿神祝福他的话语。
And wish God continue to bless His words.
我们下个星期呢还会继续看这个故事的下半部分。
And we will go through the second part of the story.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你将你的话语赐给我们。
You have given your words to us.
你让你的启示啊，真是啊，告诉我们。
And you have revealed your thing to us.
让我们是让我们在世上。有着敬畏神的心。
So we will continue to have a reverent heart.
一切属于你的，一切的事情都是神圣的。
Everything belongs to you is holy.
主我们，愿主我们在世上，在这个弯曲悖逆的时代，我们仍然存着敬畏神的心。
And in this world that will continue to have a heart of a reverent heart.
我们愿意捍卫神圣。
And we will safeguard the holy.
与这个世界分别开来
，and separated from this world，
使我们在属神的事上，我们都有从你而来的祝福。
And so we will receive the blessing, anything, that has to do with you.
愿主你祝福我们在座的每一位
，continue to bless every one of us here，
和每一位听到这信息的人
，and whoever hears the message。
愿我们的福气存到永远，直到耶稣基督再来的日子。
So our blessing will last forever until the day we receive you.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.